Let me do your leg first. Don't jump.
Oh, if I get a boner.
It's good, isn't it?
Good. It's jiggling my tit.
Turn round.
This oh, here we go. Yeah, well, it's the sex episode.
Oh, God, I've seen doctors go pale.
Is it too fast?
Oh, I mean, no, that's lovely. But it just makes me sad because that feels really nice, but I've got no one at home to do this on my back.
It's yourself.
Is there like an attachment you can stick it to the wall?
This is Wheels on Fire, an absolutely fabulous podcast. I'm Cooper, a super fan since season one.
I'm Leo. I've seen the early episodes hundreds of times, but I don't know the later ones quite so well.
And I'm Peter. I was a casual viewer over the years, but it's been great watching them with fresh eyes and friends and getting fully immersed in the show's true genius.
So pour yourself a glass of champagne, sweetie, and join us as we revisit another fabulous episode.
Get your condoms, femidoms, stiffness spray, poppers, porn, rent boys, and razzle ready girls. We're having an orgy. So let your hair down and party like mother's not watching.
This is episode 3 from season 3.
Sex.
Sex.
Sexual.
Sexy. Sex.
How are you, boys? You good?
Yeah, good, you know, it's another week.
Are you feeling sexy?
Yeah, loads. Sorry, I was going to be filthy, but no.
Oh, do it, it's sexual. Yeah, it's a sex episode, be as filthy as you want.
You know, loads. Yeah,
I've been doing loads, taking loads, giving loads.
You really haven't.
Neither me.
No.
We're not qualified to be talking about this episode today.
Do you know what? I think we're overqualified to be talking about sex.
Oh, yeah, true. I mean, historically, yeah, I just mean in the more recent past.
Didn't you just tell us a story about that porn star who pretended to become an Uber driver so he could have the COVID vaccination so he could have more sex?
Oh, yeah, he did Uber Eats.
Yeah, so he pretended. Did he actually get the job at Uber Eats? Who was that?
You know that gaze over COVID, and they were just calling him out. I think it just says that you need to sign up as an Uber Eats driver. The whole thing is you sign up, but you only work when you want to. So I think he just had to sign up to qualify.
Yeah, sex and then, when you want to.
Yeah. And they give you a vaccination.
Because you're an Uber Eats, so you're, what, I guess, class is
good employee benefit,
care.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
And now he can deliver COVID-free loads as well.
I mean, I don't think it had stopped him before that, but I guess he just is a cunt, so.
Right.
What have you both been up to? How have you been since we last got together?
Well, since we last got together, I had a birthday, which was fabulous. It was really good. I had such a good time. I got lots of great things. I got an awesome massage thing. Oh, I'm going to show you that later.
Oh, you got the Theragun.
The Theragun Mini. Yeah. Oh,
I saw that.
It feels really good on your buttocks. Yeah, we had champagne, pizza, and we did a pamper day, me and Leon, and we just pampered each other, and it was nice, and the balloons have just deflated.
That could be you, Gran.
Oh, can
joke
we not
still
get
isn't
into that.
Can we,
can
yeah,
we not get into that?
Finish that
you
one.
You were wrong.
Go.
Get over it.
I'm not letting go of that one.
What did you do, Pete? What you been up to, darling?
I mean, oh, do you know what else I've been like properly obsessed with? I mean, you do know this because I keep sending you pictures and his videos. Do you know Won Ho, K-pop star? He released a new album and he released a new video and he's ridiculously hot.
His body is ridiculous.
And
you know what's ridiculous? The clothes they put him in.
Oh, yeah. The outfit in that Lose video is the leather daddy is, oh, it's something else.
And Leon, you've just been hanging out with me.
It's just been work for me, darling.
Yeah, it has.
Doing the podcast is my break away from work. I love it. I'm so excited to be back. And I'm so excited to do this episode because sex is my season 3 highlight. This is such a peak. I think it is the best episode in season 3.
I mean, there's everything you need in here. It goes from 0 to 60 pretty quick towards the end. Netflix destroys the synopsis straight away by looking at it. If you look at what it says there, so it already kind of gives the punchline away.
Yeah,
in this
don't read the synopsis.
Don't read it because it gives the punchline away straight away.
Not that you'll need to worry about that, UK people, after the 30th of November because...
It's leaving Netflix.
Well, when I was watching this episode, it popped up. When it pops up when you click play and it says last chance to watch 30th March.
Jesus, we're going to have to binge it and get all of our episodes done.
But never fear that AbFab is leaving Netflix because you can still watch Absolutely Fabulous and now listen to Wheels on Fire on Fruit TV in the UK and Out TV in Canada.
That's amazing.
We've gone transatlantic.
We have.
Really supersonic. Have. Supersonic. on umbilical whiplash, darling.
On the note that we just made of the synopsis on Netflix, it does mention a sex tape that Eddie and Patsy made in their youth. Oh. I don't know if I'd call what's in this episode a sex tape.
But it is the BBC. They're not showing what's on the sex tape.
Sexy tape. I feel like it probably got into it. We only saw the start of it.
Yeah, that's true. Eddie never got into it.
Yeah, there's a bit of foreplay. It's not just like as soon as you press play.
Well, enough foreplay, Peter, because I want the boof, 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 please. So
bring on the meat.
On that note, should we get into this episode? This is sex. We are nary a second into the episode.
We've done it again.
Peter's got something to say.
Pause, please. Well, just as the episode opens and we get that beautiful aerial shot of the bedroom. And it's playing a song, and I tried to Shazam the song, but it didn't come up. It just sounds like it's some like royalty-free knockoff of Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Yeah, I always thought it was Smells Like Teen Spirit. Oh, yeah, I thought it was a knockoff.
But when I tried to Shazam it, and I didn't know whether it just didn't Shazam because fucking Safi shouting "Mam" over the top of it, or whether it just didn't pick it up. But yeah, I think it might be a royalty.
It's royalty-free. Come on, it's the BBC. Yeah, it's royalty-free.
I thought it was.
No, definitely not.
It's meant to be.
It's meant to sound like it.
Yeah, the opening bit with Eddie in the cupboard with the VR headset on is really like drums home to me, because it's just like
gadget queen
over here. It's like the opening. Eddie would have a VR headset, and it was wireless
because it's the magic of television.
Darling, she had the wireless.
It should have had like a friggin'
and it had
cables.
A glove as well, and you know, the graphics were questionable. I mean, it had a 3D engine.
You've got a VR headset, right?
I've had loads of
them. Me too.
I feel like they can be a bit dangerous. You know when Eddie walks into the wall and then like falls over and knocks everything? We've had very similar experiences here when wearing the VR headset.
Well, luckily she's got a very wobbly wall and all her ornaments are cardboard.
Yeah, they still kind of fell off. Do you remember when poor Lou was playing Beat Saber and she
was playing VR and literally the rug was pulled out from under her. It slipped. She fell and her head just missed by an inch. You know that metal
the big
chair?
Metal chair.
But what is this game that Eddie's playing on the VR?
Well, it's like bedroom designer, because she's got the VR headset to see what her bedroom might look like if it was that big.
I hadn't even picked up on that.
Yeah. She's like, if I had all this space, I could go out there. I'm seeing it in VR. Because obviously Eddie doesn't do things by
halves.
She's got a VR program done for her so she can experience what the space would be like.
I think you might be right. Although it could be like chicken and egg. Does she want the bigger room because she needs more space for the VR? Or has she got the VR to see what it would be like?
She literally just wants to knock through so she can play VR in her bedroom.
Yeah, so she has more space.
She's like, if this wall wasn't here, I could play my VR all day.
Full-scale VR experience.
Eddie and Patsy doing Beat Saber in the bedroom. Wireless.
Patsy's
like, oh yeah, go on, Ed, top score.
To a Stones song.
Oh yeah, yeah, like they wouldn't be doing it to K-pop.
No.
It'd be massive.
She comes out of the wardrobe, so she really wants to experience what, you know, it would be like from there to there, perhaps.
But so she's ended up in the wardrobe, and they are like battery clothes. You know, she says to Saf,
"Darling, battery clothes, sweetheart."
You know, battery clothes, and she's like appealing to Saf's morals and ethics.
No.
Talking of morals and ethics, Safi needs to sort her whole life out with her freaking morals, wearing in that top. It's disgusting. And the trousers, those saggy.
It's a moral position.
Yeah.
I haven't even noticed her outfit in this scene. I've watched it like three
Jesus
times.
Christ, watch it now.
It makes me laugh when Eddie opens the wardrobe and you can see the little glimpses of outfits that she's worn throughout the season.
Yeah, you can see them. You can see the cyber tracksuit there. That's the prominent one. Next generation tracksuit.
The seven of nine tracksuit's
in there.
Look at Eddie's handbag on the bed. Has she got banana in it?
No, it's the VR headset.
Oh, is that the VR? I thought it was an open handbag with a great big banana, and I was like, is this like setting up the idea that she's feeling sexy? Like, I don't know.
No, it's the VR headset.
Yes, because Eddie's just going to have one handbag lying in her bed and two with a banana in it.
Girls always have a banana in their handbag. You know,
do they?
Adina Monsoon.
Just girls generally. You know when you go to the office, and like, girl, we'll come here, she'll put a handbag there. She was like, get out, you know, a little Tupperware clip box and a banana.
Yeah, but not Adina Monsoon.
Safi's top is like a rugby top.
Yeah.
With that, the collar. It's
very 90s.
But do you think, can you see Saf on like a women's rugby team? I really can.
It's so sordid, isn't it, darling? To have to get dressed in this room. Yeah.
So Eddie's ranting about how she doesn't know anyone who has a house this small. That bedroom's massive.
Fucking hell, it's bigger than my entire flat.
And her ensuite bathroom is like a swimming pool.
It's enormous.
And she wants a walk-in wardrobe. Well, that that's, you know, that's fair enough.
I find that a really weird choice of words. Sordid. When Eddie says it's so sordid, isn't it, to get dressed in this room, like the room where you sleep. What's sordid about it?
Who's Chloe?
The designer.
Oh, because she calls, she says, my name's Chloe, why won't you put me on? Do you know what? I've never noticed that in all the years. I've never heard her say it was Chloe.
She goes,
look, my name's Chloe,
why don't you put me on?
So this scene really is just setting up the premise that they need to get into Serge's room, which is fabulous because we've heard about Serge. So finally, we're going to get to have a little look inside, a little look through the keyhole. I mean, I have something to say about Adina's outfit.
Say it.
Speak your truth, Cooper.
I quite like the noise it makes.
No, you don't. You don't. You're lying. Because
oh my God.
The other day we were on a run and we were out.
Oh, God, yeah, I hated that
noise.
In the
country park, and this guy come running past and we were like, must you? He had on a tracksuit made out of this stuff and he ran all through the park.
Oh, no.
It's annoying.
And the star at the front's a bit like a Russian star. You know the things they have on their trains?
Is it a Gold's Gym
tracksuit?
Yeah.
It says something on the back.
You see what Saf's drinking? She's upgraded from water.
Yeah, she's Snapple.
A Snapple?
I know.
I'm drinking a Snapple.
A Snapple?
Yeah.
It's a little bit cool.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Saffy is cool, isn't
it? Oh,
I
mean, she's learned about them at uni, though. Yeah. She's seen the other kids drinking Snapple.
And this is before Schler.
Yeah.
She's got all her pens in a mug with her fucking
name on it.
But it's not booze, so she can get into it. She can be like, oh, yeah, I'll have that. Like, a Snapple. That's quite cool.
Yeah.
You know how people now like to get a Starbucks, like walk along with their Starbucks because they feel cool? In this time, that would have been the equivalent of having like a Snapple.
Because that's what everyone's drinking at the moment.
When Patsy walks in right in the middle of Eddie screaming at Saf, imagine going around your mate's house as they are in the middle of screaming at one of their family members and just be like, all right.
Darling, I want a walk-in wardrobe.
Doesn't faze her at all, and it doesn't faze Eddie that she's come in. She says hi and just kind of doesn't even break stride. Yeah.
There is Serge's room. He's not here.
Yeah, well, what if he came back? I thought he did come back.
No, that wasn't him.
Oh, my God. When Patsy says to Eddie, who was that lad that came back and you thought it was Serge? And Eddie's like, it wasn't him. And then Eddie says, it was one of those unemployed lads they send round door-to-door salesmen.
We had one last night. Eight, half eight, while I was watching WandaVision.
What was he trying to sell?
I would normally buy those telescopic extendable dusters. Yeah. They always seem to have those.
Oh, yeah, fantastic.
And he came around with some lovely products.
Oh, yeah.
So I can understand why Eddie took him in. He was a bit handsome. Well, come in. They try and get in the house.
And it's because she's so desperate for Serge to be back that she wanted to believe it.
And then he got a job on The Word. Yeah. He was the pit bull looking one.
Who do you reckon it was? Ben Shepherd.
Do you remember they had the bird from Coronation Street and she licked that bloke? She put the whole dick in her mouth on air. Do you remember? Who was it? Who was that? And she had her lips and everything done and she got sacked from Coronation Street because she had her lips done.
She went on holiday and then she came back with a whole new face and blown up lips and they were like, you can't play the same character. You look like a different person.
Yeah. And then she sucked that bloke off.
On The Word.
On The Word. Do you remember?
Like some stripper.
Who was that?
She
was
like in her 60s.
I've got this. And this is a little callback to the start of the episode. Nirvana gave their first live TV performance of Smells Like Teen Spirit on The Word.
Oh, right. Okay.
Oasis made their TV debut performing Supersonic. It was the first screening of the Justify My Love video by Madonna on British Network
TV. It was youth television. When they say youth, I think you've got to assume it's teenage, kind of like younger.
But it's not like CBBC.
Yeah, it's not like freaking the Teletubbies.
Oh my God, listen to this quote from Lynn Perry, and it's very sex episode, considering she was an older woman, which she must have been in her 60s. I'd go for any fella who was a bit younger. I wasn't fussy, .. just horny all the time.
Good for her.
Good for her. Yeah. If she went on TV and she wanted to suck off a stripper.
Yeah, do it.
Yeah, who's to shame her for that?
Yeah.
Not me.
What?
In this kitchen scene is where you get the continual Patsy. What?
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 Oh, did she say what a lot?
What? It comes back.
Oh, I've not noticed.
Like it's a thing.
Like she gets like senile in a way. She can't quite hear what they're saying. Silly Patsy.
Yeah. We're transitioning into clown pats.
Clown pats. And while we're chatting about Patsy, this cardigan number, feeling it.
I was just going to mention the cardigan.
Oh, yeah, it's lovely.
Because she wears a cardigan later as well. It's like a cardigan pats. She's got the knee-high boots and this cardigan fantasy going on.
You could do one of those memes, which Patsy are you today? And one of them could be cardigan pats.
Mm. Cardigan pats or leather pats.
Yeah.
What is that? That ashtray is like something that's stolen out of the working men's club.
That's in most of the episodes,
so
isn't
it?
Gitane
is a cigarette brand.
No, fancy.
It's fancy. Yeah, you pick up on that. It's a French brand of cigarettes. And the box, you remember, oh, we've talked about this before, how cigarette branding used to be really sexy and glamorous. And then they had to get rid of it because it was encouraging kids to smoke or whatever. So Gitane was one that in France, it had this like sexy gypsy woman on it. So it was very kind of, you know, to smoke Gitane cigarettes.
I don't think you can say gypsy anymore.
Sexy traveller woman.
No, I was only joking.
All right. Okay.
What are you supposed to say?
I never know with you, Peter. Fuck's sake.
I like to keep you on your toes.
Which Peter are you today? Woke Peter.
And that's it. Just
Cardigan
one.
Peter. Check yellow shirt Peter. Sexy Pete.
White Pete.
White Pete.
Oh my God.
Black Pete from
Amsterdam. Amsterdam, yeah.
You know, in the Netherlands, they have Black Pete.
No, it's a really very problematic tradition.
You'd be very upset by it, Pete.
You've never heard of Black Pete?
Don't Google it.
Ooh. No, it's like a Christmas thing, isn't it?
It's weird.
Yeah, very weird.
Yeah.
We don't step on cultures or traditions, but that's a weird one.
It's weird. I think we step on cultures when it's literally glamorizing like slavery and racism. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just for the record.
Sometimes, yeah.
Sometimes traditions need to change.
And whaling.
Stop
save
whaling.
The whales.
Save the whales.
Speaking of, fuck your tradition, Norway and Japan.
Yeah.
Stop whaling.
Yeah, we're coming for you, traditions.
Yeah. Boys, while we're talking ecology,
save the whales.
Here's a little word from our new sponsor.
Oh, someone smells nice.
Oh, I think that might be me. I'm trying something new.
You usually smell like a ripening tuck box, Pete, but this is, did you shower or something?
No, I did not. I'm actually wearing a fabulous new scent.
Chanel number 5. You used to drink that, darling.
No, it's not Chanel. I'm wearing Ozone, the eco scent. It doesn't just smell fabulous. It's ethically produced, carbon neutral, and kind to trees.
I think I've heard of that. Isn't that Linda Lasardi's new one?
No, it's from the people who brought you milk and beef. It really plugs your stink hole. If you want to insert ozone into your smell hole, go to ozonescent.com and use the code WHEELS for 50% off your first bottle.
Dermatologist and ophthalmologist tested. CO2 claims are unsubstantiated. Do not use directly on skin.
We have the discussion of Serge and the fact that he hasn't been seen for 6 years. And Safi has suggested that they look in his room for the extra room, but they don't have the key.
Well, they suggest that Saf has the key.
Oh, but she's not giving it up.
She's
got the key. Yeah. She has.
But then the next thing we see is Eddie and Patsy with the key. So how did they get that off Saf? Did she give it up?
No, they're not. She's picking the lock.
No, she's using keys. Use a shorter one. It's a key because you hear it go clunk.
I thought this was like Patsy's lock pick kit.
Well, I thought that, but then she's like, use the other one, the short one. And then Saf's
with
her.
She has multiple little things for different types of locks.
To break into the
lock. That does look like a lock pick. Look how thin it is and slender.
Do you reckon this is from her days like as a spy, like in Emma Peel, Mrs.
Well,
Peel?
Well, I feel like it's more like Charles Dickens, like, all right, Gavner, run around the big pickpockets. I don't think that she was.
Oh, so Patsy, in the mean streets of Paris when she was a kid, after she was thrown in the gutter, Patsy and Jackie, like little scruffy head Parisian street urchins picking pockets.
Yeah. It's funny that
gotta
Patsy never
you got to pick a pocket or do.
But then if they're standing there picking the lock, what, Saf just stood behind them with her arms folded? Because when they walk into the room, Saf's right in there with them. So
Saf's not there yet.
But she must be stood next to them thinking, I'll let them try it, but I'm not giving them the key.
Right.
See, in my mind, what had happened was in between that cut from one scene to the other, they'd like wrestled Saf.
Give us the fucking key.
Put the fag right in her face.
I will burn you.
Yeah, right up your eyeball.
Patsy, I will kill you.
Throws her Snapple onto the floor.
Oh, yeah. No, Patsy picks up her Snapple, cracks the end of it, and goes for the throat.
The key.
Oh, my God. Dark.
Let's see if there's any like blood on Saffy's neck as they walk into the bed.
Saff's like, okay, I'll give it to you. Just in tears, in
she
bits.
Pulls it out of her pencil case.
Trauma. No, it was hid under the Gitane ashtray.
Moving on.
Before we move on and before we get into the bedroom, I know where this is going, so I think it's time to crack open a bowl of something delicious and treat ourselves to some champagne. So this episode, we're trying something a little different, as we do like to do sometimes on the Wheels on Fire podcast. We are not sampling a champagne as such. We have an English
I came over here for this bullshit.
Come on, we're having no Prosecco shit.
If you say we're doing Prosecco, honestly,
we will never, not. Hand on my heart, we will, on Patsy's honour, we will never do a Prosecco on this podcast. We are, however, going to do an English sparkling wine. Ooh, this is Nye Timber. Yep. I believe that's how you pronounce it, Nye Timber.
This is actually New Year's Eve Timber.
Oh, yeah, New Year's Eve Timber. It says it is an English protected designation of origin, traditional method, grown and produced by Nye Timber, West Chiltington, UK. And they say they're West Chiltington.
Where's that?
I don't know. Google it.
Just next to East Chiltington.
And they say that their mission is to make the finest English quality sparkling wine, one to rival the very best in the world. And I guess that by saying that, what they mean is champagne.
But they can't use the word.
They can't. Yeah. You can't even use the word champagne.
So West Chiltington,
West Chiltington.
Well, Chiltington is where we're moving to.
No way.
Remember my Auntie Angela was like, that's the English wine country over that way.
No way. We're moving to here. So for the listeners, this is quite an occasion actually today, because this is probably going to be the final podcast, the final Wheels on Fire that we
ever.
Hi, everyone. That we ever record in this house. Yeah. Our little Wheels on Fire studio where we started this has been my family home for over 50 years.
Yeah.
Oh. We've lived here, my parents, my grandparents, since the house was built. My mum was born in the house. I was nearly born in the house with my mum's waters boat.
Casting it aside like an old rag.
It's time to move. It's time to try something new. Cooper and I have found a lovely new house down near where this English sparkling wine, not champagne, is made, near West Chiltington. So here we go. Let's pop it and see how it tastes.
So while you're opening this lovely bottle of Nye Timber, I would like to thank everybody who's bought us a glass of champagne through buymeacoffee.com/wheelsonfire. I'd like to thank Limburger Backpack, Virginia Wright, our very own Virginia Wright. Yay. Love you, babe. M. Stevens, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And Dizzy Jackson, the number one Kylie fan in the UK, if not the world, actually.
She is.
Thank you.
The bottle's really
classy.
Classy, yeah. Mm. The little shields. What?
Oh, it's got a weird smell.
Has it?
Can I say, it tastes lovely, but to me, this smells like big beans.
It does. Really? It smells of a can of Heinz beans.
Yeah. Shut up.
It does. Yeah.
That's so fucking weird.
Get I mean, I can't smell. Taste. I can't smell the baked beans.
You're not getting the beans.
No.
It smells like beans on toast. That's
Do you know
so
what?
Weird.
It's really nice, though. I like the flavour.
Yeah, so yeah, it's great. Lovely. It's quite light. It's very fizzy.
Shall we
keep getting a whiff of beans? That's so bizarre. Honestly, that's blowing my mind.
Let's get into Serge's room and have a little dig about.
Okay. Let's go. So we're in Serge's room, and it's been 6 years of him not being there. Eddie can't even remember what the room looks like. But it's funny when you look in this room, all these little things that they've tried to paint this picture of teenage boys' room, but also Serge's room. And it made me laugh when I looked at some of the things I saw in the room, because we later get to know the Serge character, right?
Yeah.
We've got a good few episodes, a good few seasons before we get to meet Serge. But look around the room.
See the cobwebs, thick cobwebs.
Like Halloween cobwebs.
Like Halloween cobwebs. Oh. Like freaking over the books. Like it's been there for like a century or
maybe when something. Maybe when he went away to uni, it was been getting his room ready for Halloween. So he had like those fake cobwebs.
Oh, yeah,
over
maybe.
Everything. They're very heavy handed.
Yeah.
But there's a Bon Jovi poster, which is very
Bon Jovi?
Straight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very. There's a lacrosse racket.
Loved a bit of Bon Jovi though, back in the 90s.
They've tried to
lacrosse
make it out.
Quite cunty, isn't it?
Well, but they've tried to make it out like he's sporty, because there's lacrosse, but that's quite posh as well.
Yes,
it's very.
So that's to
school.
Let you know he went to a private school. Went to a good school. There's a boxing bag.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
When we get to know Serge,
and
like,
you see what he looks like, you're
why
like,
would
no.
he have had a boxing bag?
She would never have used that.
She would never. You know what she would have? The Hanging Enterprise. That would have been
the
my
Star
dream
Trek
to
stuff.
Have the Star Trek.
There's
stuff
a Millennium Falcon.
My roof. Yeah. Obviously.
That's the gay giveaway. Do you know what the big gay giveaway in this room is for me?
It's not Razzle.
No, it's the Alvin Stardust poster.
Oh, there we go.
Ooh.
The David Bowie as Alvin Stardust.
Right,
androgyny.
Right.
I mean, I definitely had like football posters in my bedroom, but,
it
was mostly...
only because you fancied the guys.
David Beckham.
Gosh, a bit rank in it. Quite a sexy smell, I always thought, Ed.
As if Serge's room couldn't smell ripe enough already, and Patsy's in there first.
Lighting
she's just
up,
lighting
yeah.
up a cigarette. Oh, it's going to stink.
And gross. She flicks her ash just on the bed. She doesn't even have an ashtray. She just flicks it.
It's my son's room. My son's room.
Eddie's about to have a little daydream or a little vision.
Dream sequence.
Dream sequence. She's not even dreaming. I think it's just like trying to figure out what her son looks like.
She can't remember.
She's not really sure, is she?
It's been 6 years.
So we get three lads.
Three different versions of what Serge could have looked like.
Yeah. One of them looks like he's going to end up like a politician, the end one, the one who looks a bit gumpy.
He looks
like
a dodgy politician.
Yeah,
he looks
like a young
politician.
David Guest.
They've got the one at the beginning.
David's dead. One of the greatest.
Oh my God, that ties in with the David Bowie on the wall.
Yeah.
Maybe it was a young David Guest.
And the drag queen in this is called David as well, the unemployed person. So it's all about David's today.
Oh, David.
The unemployed drag queen. And then you've got the one in the middle, you know, the good-looking kids, a bit like Anakin Skywalker looking.
Yeah.
Well, who's that? That's him.
I mean, he looks like Fred West in that picture.
So doesn't the actual photo of Serge.
Well, he just looks like someone who's like got a lot of bodies under the patio. It's funny because as soon as Eddie sees what her son actually looks like, all of a sudden she's over him and she's like, fuck it, we're getting rid of this room then.
Bitch.
What a bitch.
That was Jimmy Osmond.
She throws the picture on. She doesn't even hug it and go, I miss Serge. I really miss him.
No, as soon as she sees him, clear she's this like, out. Who the fuck is that? Fine, we're getting rid of him.
She doesn't miss Serge. She misses the idea of Serge. And just like with Safi, you know, she wants Safi to be like cool. She wants her to be a lesbian. She wants her to have something about her. Something. She's built up in her head that Serge is this cool kid. And he wasn't. He was a bit of a gonk, which we come to find out is true. Listen, you little gonk.
What is all this anyway?
Bino's Dandy's boyzone.
Safi's going through Bino, boyzone. Sounds interesting.
Woman's own.
Yeah, but...
Oh my God, that could have been a band. Woman's Zone.
Woman's Zone, yeah.
Girls allowed when they come back.
Woman's Zone. It's like Shoe Zone.
Or maybe it's... Maybe it's what a woman calls her, like, private bits. A woman's own.
Treasure. And then Safi's discovered a copy of...
Razzle. So he's obviously hidden the Razzle in between his comic books.
Yeah.
Razzle.
Huh? I never knew
Razzle.
We are made aware very quickly by Patsy's reactions that there must be an edition of Razzle in which she features as a center spread, I'm guessing.
I mean, a reaction. I mean, she slunched... Doinks. Smoking that cigarette to full-on giraffe.
The neck extends.
I love it when she does that.
Little prairie dog.
Yeah, the neck's gone out. Razzle.
Does that ever come back? Do we ever see her razzle? Or is that the joke?
We don't see her razzle, but we see her boomerella. We don't ever see Patsy's razzle.
There's another word for a lady's own. Can you picture what Patsy's razzle centre spread would have looked like? What would you imagine? Dare you picture it?
I feel like I'm seeing quite Barbarella, like space... space, like she's in like silver, she's like lying on like a moon.
Right.
It's like a seven of nine.
Yeah.
I'm seeing very much, you know, like Bond girl, little belt with the knife. Yeah. Little big beach theme.
Massive hairdo,
you know, a big 70s bush. big.
Oh, yeah.
A bush to match the buff.
Bush. Yeah, just, you know, like timeless.
Don't look at that.
See the front, they've got a figure skater. It's like on the front of the Razzle, there's like
an ice skate.
So
in the air.
Obviously there's an ice skating theme on this.
Maybe it was the Winter Olympics special.
Yeah.
I love how on Netflix they've changed the position of the subtitles for this bit so it doesn't have to block the Razzle. So
they're quite good at that. They move it around. Yeah.
Just they put it over Safi because she's going on. They're like, it's disgusting. And they put it over Safi's face.
So that when Safi picks up the magazine, she flicks through it when she's saying how disgusting it is. Now she's moved around behind her mum and Aunt Patsy to say how disgusting it is, but having a look.
Saf's desperate to have a look in that magazine. Yeah.
She's
and
never
when
seen
they're
anything
looking
like
through
it,
Patsy's not even flinching.
It's disgusting. That is so degrading to women.
What do you mean? She's got the whip.
That's very...
Get to Peter Jones.
That's very 2020. People being like outraged. Say at like Cardi B for doing the WAP video and like, oh, it's so disgusting. It's like, no, that's Cardi B chose to do it. Yeah. She's in charge. She's doing it. So why is that disgusting?
Yeah. God, look at that fast. It's all porn, isn't it?
Eddie is like the teenager again. Like,
Eddie's feeling a lot of feelings.
And you know she's getting a tingle down there looking. Mm-hmm. She's having a little, she's
in a
warming up.
Zone.
Is mm-hmm. She's warming up in her razzle.
Safi just doesn't know. She knows that she wants to look at this, but and her default is, oh no, disgusting, but she's still trying to gawk every chance she can get, but she doesn't quite understand why she's looking at it yet.
Well, all Safi knows and has seen of sex so far, other than with a night of passion with the Entop, has been the very scientific view, like the
DNA.
Conception to birth.
Yeah.
This is the pleasure side of it. This is the pleasure zone.
Not the science bit.
No.
This is
the pleasure bit.
It's just sex, Eddie. Mm. I mean, you used to do it sometimes, didn't you?
You know, Eddie, she's just doing that thing that she does against Patsy. She's just shaming her. She's slut-shaming Patsy. Oh, you're just a vessel. I'm not like you, Patsy.
You've always been like a sort of vessel waiting to be filled.
But you can't slut-shame Patsy because she's in control of her own woman's own, of her own razzle.
Yep.
And, you know, she's got no shame about it.
Yeah, she'd be like,
shamed about sex.
I'm a vessel waiting to be filled and I'll get it filled when I want to.
Yeah, she's liberated. Yeah. But it's this whole idea that Patsy's saying to her, it's just sex, Eddie.
It's just sex. But
why are you building it up into this big thing? Why have you made it this massive hurdle in your life? Has Eddie made it that, or is it the trauma of Eddie's youth and things her mum has done and the things she's lived through that has made it this
marrying
great hurdle?
Marrying a gay husband. He didn't probably want to have sex with her, really. Some people do get hung up about sex.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like I was in my early mid-20s. I was very like, oh, I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, but that's in your 20s. Eddie's our age.
And also, I feel like that's the gay shame a little bit as well.
Oh, my God.
You know how Eddie says, you know, she'd be more into sex if it was like Razzle, like if it was like a porno. I feel like that's just something
that's
a lot
worse.
Of people think now. Like, you know, if it was like porn, and people get their idea of what sex should be like from watching porn.
Oh, totally.
And most porn these days, from what I see when I like will look
12 inches plus,
it's extreme. It's like huge penises. It's extreme sex. It's all very aggressive. There's not much sex that I see that isn't very like hard, aggressive sex.
It's all
about domination.
Well, it's because there's so much of it now with the internet that everyone has to compete to get the attention.
But
everyone has to push it.
Yeah. Razzle is not like what you see probably now on the internet.
And they say this is a 1972 edition of Razzle, so I don't imagine it's going to be like super hardcore. It's going to be, by our standards now, pretty tame, pretty cute. You know, it's going to be a big muff.
You probably wouldn't get it reported even if you posted it on Instagram.
No.
Well, don't know about that. Yeah.
I mean, it'd be all right if it was just sort of, you know, like Razzle.
But ultimately, it's just sex.
Yeah, we don't need to have these hang-ups that Eddie clearly has about sex, that she's developed. For some reason, she's got into her head that she's like, oh, I used to be okay, but I'm not anymore. I'm like, oh, I don't do that anymore. It's a shame that that's happened and you shouldn't be like that.
No. And she's not been watching on her social media the 2020s presentation of what sex is. So she shouldn't have this like, you know, I can't perform to that level. Do you ever feel like you can't perform to that level that's presented on the socials, Pete?
I would say in terms of like body, then totally. I'd be like, oh God, don't look at me. Let's like turn the lights off and jump under the sheets. You don't have to see me. So I would say, yeah, that way I definitely would, because I don't have like a porn body.
Watch different porn, Pete.
No, because they're gross. But yeah, I don't want to watch people that look like me having sex. That is probably due to porn.
See, I like to look at people that look like you having sex.
All right, keep in your pants, Leon.
Peter, why don't you give Cooper a little cuddle?
Oh, God, stop.
Anytime.
Aww. That's nice.
Yeah. Orgies.
Patsy mentions the word orgy, and Eddie freaks out a little bit. Like, was I there? She was at an orgy. So we're kind of set up that there was an orgy.
So where is the line drawn in what an orgy is? Is an orgy
7 or more?
That's what I put. Because I think a 3 is a threesome.
Yeah.
I feel like 4 is still a foursome. I feel like 5, I would say 5 is group sex.
So we asked this question to the Wheels on Fire Instagram followers. How many people does it take before you can consider it an orgy? I mean, an orgy really, in the actual sense of the word, is just like a debauched party, like a wild party.
Not, it's like everywhere you look, there's someone joined
sex.
To someone by something.
Yeah. Yeah, but it doesn't necessarily have a definition that means like X number of people equals an orgy. So we thought it'd be interesting to put it out to the people that follow the Instagram.
What did they say?
How many people constitutes an orgy? By a nose, the highest vote went for 4 people, which I before would have thought of as just like 2 couples.
Yeah,
but it's 4 people.
4 people's not an orgy. Sorry, our listeners are wrong.
Very closely followed by 5 people.
Right.
So 4 or 5 people equals an orgy.
That's group sex.
A much smaller amount of people said 6 or 7. So the consensus really is that 4 or 5 people and you've got yourself in an orgy. If you had asked me before this episode, Leo, have you ever had an orgy or been to an orgy? I would have like probably really thought and gone, I don't think so.
I know. Because it's not an orgy.
And
I
agree.
I also feel like, I would feel like my definition of an orgy would be it's more people than that. And also it's not in a home setting. I feel like you have to go
like
to
a club.
To a club.
Or
to
like
have an
some.
Because I feel like if you just have some people back to your house, that's just some group sex.
It's just group sex.
What if they're having sex different room? There's lots of different people there. That's an orgy.
Maybe if the whole house was
partying. The whole house is partying.
If the whole house
that could be an orgy.
Yeah.
That's an orgy to me.
Yeah, okay, I agree.
And that brings us more to the actual definition of the word, right? It's like a debauched party where there's sex, there's wild things going on.
It's a bit more, I would say it's more of a party rather than just a group of people having sex in a bedroom.
So
I feel like that's not an orgy. It needs to be like, it needs to span
different rooms.
A space.
Yeah, maybe it needs to be somewhere you could leave and see someone in another room that you hadn't seen all night.
Right.
Yeah.
Or someone who had just arrived and was in that other room and was doing something and you go back downstairs and there's a different vibe going on, different vibes in different room. So in one room they're doing freaking paddleboard spanking, a little bit of S&M. The other room there's some sort of the bathroom, some water sports fantasy. And then downstairs
in the kitchen they're just doing bits.
In the kitchen they've got wigs on and kiki in, because that's what they do at these orgies. And you know, like in the front room, porn's on because there's TVs in there, so they can kind of, you know, it's more the sex thing. And then the bedroom is obviously sex because the beds are there. So those rooms, the bathroom obviously makes for a good water sports.
You're giving
bathing.
Me visions of one of these like Ibiza mansion.
Like in that program, you know, the program
that's
we watched, White Lines.
Yeah. That's an orgy.
You know, the one in White Lines when she organized the orgies, the sex party, that.
People arrive.
Yeah. I feel like it's a good definition is of that there's sex happening in multiple rooms. Yeah. To me, I feel like that's a good definition of what an orgy, what when
different
it goes from group sex to orgy. Yeah.
So an orgy is not defined by the number of people at the party.
It's the number of rooms.
Yeah, the number of rooms.
You know, when we come back to the kitchen and Saf's got all of her little
gremlins
gremlin generation college mates around, and they're like geeks. What was the word for geeks when you were at school? What did you call
geeks?
Did you say geeks?
I think maybe geeks. They didn't say swats.
We used to call them choffs or boffs.
Specky four-eyes swats.
Bicycle face swats, I get.
The gremlin generation are talking about their project and they're trying to come up with the name for their genetics, ethics. And are you not just screaming at
the screen? It's so obvious.
Genetics. Oh my God.
Genetics.
Really? And even when Eddie's talking about
Eddie
it later on,
it.
She says it low. She's like, "Your genetics, ethics." Now, how did Safi not go, "Oh yeah, Mum, that is a way better name"?
Because Eddie is the PR guru,
and they're just
the bicycle face swats, and they've not won the PR
persons of the
year
award.
No, they've got the brains.
They've got
but
the brains.
They don't have the
marketing
have the
skills.
Exactly.
Yeah,
they should have got Eddie on board to do their PR for the event.
Genetics.
Do you not think when Patsy's trying to tell us how easy it is to like hook up with someone.
Look, Eddie, all you have to do is to find someone, go out with them, have a few drinks, and
there's a lot of steps in 1995. You have to find someone, go out with them, have a few drinks, and then get to it.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of steps.
In 2021, it's like open your phone and do it.
Yeah, she makes it sound really. And also, those steps, even 1, 2, 3, 4, they're quite hard steps. You got to get dolled up, you got to go out, you got to buy someone drinks, you got to graft them, schmooze them,
listen
and then
to them,
talk
their shit.
Although, now that I'm thinking about it, I think I might want to go back to the good old days of finding someone, going out with them,
but where
having
do you
a
find
few drinks,
them,
Pete? And
where do you find
them? Well, hopefully
them?
When the... Well, I just don't think scrolling through Grindr brings me joy.
No.
And so I've decided to delete it for a little bit.
See, how do you do that?
There's a bit on here that really makes me laugh. When Eddie says that line, she looks in Razzle and obviously sees an image that, oh, I've seen doctors go pale. Listen to the dirty laugh in the audience. And in this episode, there is definitely a group of gays in the audience.
I've seen doctors go pale.
You listen to some of the laughter from this point on in the episode. It's proper dirty, like when Jennifer Saunders knows that she is delivering it to the gays because they crack up at the things. Like when Patsy gives Eddie poppers to sniff.
Oh, yeah, I'm feeling it. Feeling
I mean, is that what it is? Or she was
saying? I assume
I think they're poppers.
I assume it's poppers,
But listen to the dirty laugh.
So Eddie has come to the conclusion that she doesn't really want a man that is on her level, you know, like some executive spectacle-wearing 50-year-old. She wants someone like in porn, like in Razzle.
A boy toy.
A boy toy. And I think that's all right. Yeah. I think that's good.
You can get down with that, can't you, Pete? A boy
oh,
toy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm on board with that.
You're on board with
that. Yeah, sweetie. Yeah.
We can get you a man.
Well, how?
Pay.
So light bulb moment from Patsy, and we love one of those. Pay someone.
They sort of come to the decision that in order to get Eddie to overcome her sort of her sexual hang-ups, they're just going to rent someone. They're going to take out all the uncertainty of having to find someone, going for a drink, seeing whether you're compatible, and just being like, if you want to have sex, pay someone to have sex. Patsy's well up for it. They're going to get two guys. They're going to make a night of it.
Yeah.
And you know why Patsy's up for it? Because Eddie's paying.
Yeah, oh, totally.
Yeah, rent two. We'll make a night of it.
Here we are.
I feel like we should, because I feel like I'm feeling good about it.
Well, this is a big moment.
The arrival of the infamous cocktail.
Bolly Stolly.
Guys, I've never heard of it. What's in a Bolly Stolly?
You're just about to find out.
We've polished off that English sparkling.
I'm parched.
Yeah. Fancy a Bolly Stolly, darling?
Yes. Babe, yeah, actually, I think we're going to have to.
Have you ever had a Bolly Stolly?
Why would you? Exactly.
It sounds absolutely vile. It sounds like a very quick way to completely ruin a beautiful champagne night. Stolly's nasty. This is
taste
Bolly Stolly. None of us has ever had a Bolly Stolly before.
No, I feel like this is a moment I'm not mentally.
I feel like this is such sacrilege to do to Bollinger.
It is. I don't think you should do a whole glass. I think you should do a little bit.
We'll do a taste.
Okay. Do a taste. Okay. One glass. I mean, that's not a shot. It's free pouring it. I can smell the vodka coming out of that. Actually, quite nice. Oh no! There's the after. It's the aftertaste of the vodka.
Oh, shit. Oh, God. Okay.
That's gross.
Bolly Stolly, for me, it's a no. Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
You better finish it, though.
Oh, I'm going to finish it.
You're going to good lad.
I'm going to waste it.
Well, then all we have to do is to decide the kind of man that you are.
But this is where it all starts to go wrong, when Eddie starts to really plan it and they say what type of man they want and what they want to happen. It's scheduled sex.
It's not spontaneous anymore.
Well, you know what we talked about for New Year's Eve? Scheduled fun. When you say, this is what's going to happen and this is how I'm going to feel in this moment in time. And Cooper, you were talking about a minute ago, like the spontaneity. If it happens, it happens. If you feel it, you feel it. And you can't plan it this far in advance always.
But I don't know, because for some, I think it maybe just depends on the person. Because for some people, that is removing the hang-ups and making it more planned and removing all the bits that she's hung up about so she can pick the exact person she wants at the time she wants overcomes the things that she's worried about. So maybe it's better for her.
I think we should just throw this away.
You know, when Eddie's in the living room looking at The Joy of Sex, I did have a story about when I first became aware of the book The Joy of Sex, but I think it might be a bit like abusive as well, so maybe I shouldn't tell it.
Oh my God. That's the abridged version.
Do you want to get deep? Because sometimes getting deep on the pod is fun.
Yeah.
Well, when I was like a kid and I went around one of my friend's houses, and then in her garage, she had like a pool table, and then like some other kids were in there.
You don't get shagged with the queue, do you?
No. In this one, no. And they were all older than me. I was like younger, but we were friends because we lived on the same area. Anyway, went into the pool room in the garage and we were playing pool. And then she got out her parents' copy of The Joy of Sex, and I was really too young to like fully get it. I think I was maybe like 10 years old. And so like I knew what it was, but I'd not seen it. Cut to her standing on the pool table, like pulling her, doing the V.
Did she?
Pulled her skirt up and she did the V.
Oh my God.
And the boy, the other boy who was there, and the other girl telling me to look at it. And I just didn't want to, even then I knew I didn't want to look at like a pussy. I didn't want to see that. And I also knew that this was a weird situation I didn't want to be involved in. And I wanted to leave, but they shut the garage door so I couldn't get out. And then they held me and I shut my eyes while she was still, and I knew she was on the pool table doing the V. And he started punching me in the arm and he was like, fucking open your eyes and look at it. And then I had to like open my eyes.
That's abusive.
Yeah,
that's
horrible, isn't it?
Oh my God.
Yeah. And so when I see that book, that The Joy of Sex, it triggers me. And I remember that. Yeah. But I don't think it should be not allowed in the episode because it triggers me. Like, deal with your trauma.
If you're comfortable putting that in, why not? Yeah.
Off to bed then, darling, are you?
Oh my God. Leg up. That position Eddie's in.
Your favourite one.
No, on the sofa.
Is that the girl that did on the pool table? Oh,
she's recreating what was on the cover of Razzle.
Putting the leg up with the ski.
Yes, yeah,
not the ski, it's the boot.
Ice skating boot.
I think we should have a little talk, don't you?
So here we are, back again to Freaky Friday. Safi's the parent, Eddie's the kid, and they're going to talk about the birds and the bees. Safi's concerned that Eddie doesn't quite know what she's getting herself into, and she's probably right.
Yeah.
It's very responsible.
Yeah.
Because she's like, she's fully freaked out that her mum's like going to get up to this, but she's like, if you're going to do it, because if you're going to drink, I'd rather you did it in the house.
Yeah.
Eddie goes, armpit kissing. Who kisses? Is that the filthiest thing they could come up with in this day and age?
When she says that, I'm like,
kissing an armpit.
Yeah.
I want to know what you're planning for tomorrow night.
Armpit kissing?
I want to know what you're planning for tomorrow night, Mum. Why?
Well, because she wants to make sure she's being safe.
Eddie's like 40 and she goes, well, I guess I've got to do it sometime. It's you. Come on.
I've done orgies,
Mum, the clock is running.
Honey, I've done so many orgies. I'm more comfortable having orgies and sex and feel more liberated and sexual when I'm high. You don't get high.
I just get down.
Yeah. I just get low. And I think that's the thing. Like, for real life, it isn't like Razzle. And to go into a place where everyone looks like they're in Razzle is intimidating.
So is what you're saying that Eddie should have, because we know Eddie and Patsy like to do a bit of drugs, that they should have got on it, that they should have taken something and Eddie would have lost it.
But they're always getting on it anyway.
So why didn't they? Why not get on it for the orgy when they were doing drugs anyway?
Do you think maybe chem sex was just a bit too far for the BBC in the 90s? They can do partying with the drugs, they can do some sex, but like, not chem maybe sex. Chem sex might just, do you think maybe like the BBC was just like, yeah, no, you can have one or the other, but chill the fuck out. Yeah.
Don't chill out.
Yeah, you're probably right. The BBC isn't going to start condoning and glamorising chem sex parties. Exactly. I mean, she does a little tip of poppers.
Yeah, in a sitcom, in a like lighthearted sitcom.
And that's how the episode ended. Just by Eddie and Patsy off their edge, just getting absolutely slammed by these two blokes.
It just cuts between like night. Day, like, for
like, it's
like
the
four
next day. Is the next
4 days.
Day.
Yeah,
Safi's at the kitchen table crying, working,
and they're getting fucked over the aga.
Oh, God.
Oh, like mirrors with freaking powder on and freaking spoons burnt from freaking. That's not the BBC.
No, exactly.
And I don't think Jennifer Saunders herself would have known about any of that. I think
that was actually the original script.
Oh yeah, that we saw. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah,
Ruby Wax threw it back at her and said, "You better come up with a re-edit, Jen."
Yeah,
because the BBC does not play that.
No, and it's funny.
John Perlman does not direct that.
No. And the gaze of the audience, the gaze laughing. They've been to tougher shit than this. They're laughing, but they're like, oh.
They're all queuing up at the stage door going, we can give you some tips.
Yeah, let's tell us about a freaking chemsex party. So yeah, Jesus. I mean, a chemsex party would have really loosened Eddie up many ways. She would have had a whale of a time.
Over it if she'd had some chems, but obviously
she didn't.
No.
She did some poppers.
And maybe for the best.
Yeah. It's made me quite horny, actually, talking about drug sex, actually.
If, unlike Eddie and Patsy, you are struggling with separating your sex fun from your drugs fun and you want a bit of help with that, then look up and contact 56 Dean Street.
Dean.st.
Look it up.
From beauty editor to Revlon girl.
From Hollywood to Holland Park.
From Wonderbirds to Wheels on Fire.
This season, we're thrilled to be joined by the fabulous friend of the pod, Harriet Thorpe.
Darlings, this is Fleur's Fascinators. Oh, I'm so
glad to be me. Eddie's trying to reawaken her sexual being in some way. They find a copy of Razzle and it reawakens something in Eddie, which she thinks she wants to, you know, find. So they're going to arrange an orgy.
What do you think is something not to say at an orgy?
Oh, bloody hell.
What was my mum's waiting outside.
Oh my God, Dad!
I think with maturity setting in, the idea of an orgy isn't something with a hormone bypass that I've had that interests me at all. I'm happy to sit there, perhaps watch some television, have a cocktail, but no, the rest of it, I can't be bothered with all that heaving about. Thank you so much. I grew up in the 80s. There's nothing I haven't done.
Harriet sounds like me at an orgy.
But we were thinking, what would be the theme of Patsy's editorial, if we can call it that, in a Razzle?
Darling, it has to be on a beach somewhere, doesn't it? With a cocktail.
Oh, yeah.
Or a yacht. I mean, there's nothing else.
That's in a nice flowing caftan, maybe. I put my caftan on in your honour.
Bless you, my darling. It's very impressive. It's divine.
What did you say?
Like Amazonian, glamazon, like kind of, who's that woman who had the leaf?
Eve?
No, on X Factor.
Oh, oh.
Oh, Sunita. Would
you come up with a leaf? Maybe something like that. Yeah, maybe.
Yes.
The hair down, snake kind of warrior princess.
I hear you, yeah.
And hopefully she didn't have the staple through her. Because if she was the centre spread, you don't really want the staple through any part. So hopefully that wasn't the case.
In the sex episode, Safi and Adina are both... They both have moments of being mortified at the thought that the other one recognises they're having a sexual awakening of sorts, right?
I feel in real life, I just want people to be happy and having a fantastic time. So I hope everyone feels like that.
So, Harriet, how would Fleur sum up this episode?
Razzle is my word de jour.
The next scene, we cut to Safi in the kitchen, and you know, she's feeling some feelings, so she pops over to the bin.
She's turned on after that talk in the front room.
She's turned on at the thought of buying her mum some condoms, so she pops down. She's not. So she pops down the kitchen, and she creaks open the bin, and she pulls out the razzle. And she, I just feel like if you were looking at porn in the kitchen, you'd never turn your back to those stairs. Your eyes would be glued to those stairs, making sure that your mum does not come down.
Yeah.
I feel like she made a mistake.
She really did.
This is Safi's first like kind of experience with porn, so forgive her for that.
Yeah, true.
Rookie mistake.
She's an amateur.
Yeah.
And there's a little prop in the scene that kind of sets up the story because Saf's videotape is on her pile of books.
Oh, I didn't see it.
Oh, I didn't see that.
I've always wondered where the swap happened.
The videotape is there. And when we go back upstairs to the living room, then there's the other videotape. And they're both in plain black video boxes.
Yeah. Label your tapes.
Always label your bloody tapes. Oh. You silly girl.
We've moved to the office now, and I'm assuming it's the next day. In walks Patsy in another cardigan number.
Yep.
So the whole theme is cardigan Patsy this
it
episode.
Is.
Cardigan,
trend
orgy,
alert.
Organizing, cardigan wearing Patsy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's got her tape. She's found the tape. Imagine that's how you had to watch porn.
On a video. On a VHS.
Find a tape and then bring it to the office and then think about watching it later. You can't just like...
But it's not just any old porno.
Found it, Eddie. Little something to put us in the mood.
This is how desperate you were as a kid to try
Excuse
and get
me?
Porn. Yeah. You would record Eurotrash for the dick bits and then play them back on the VHS. You saw the flaccid dicks flopping around.
Do you remember the Girly Show? There was an episode of the Girly Show where they had this group of black girls called themselves the Good as Gold Girls, and they went out on a night out and they were twerking and like dutty whining and they were living their best life. I went out for dinner with my dad one night, and my dad, as you know, is half Jamaican, and I had told him I saw this program and the Good as Gold Girls and they're Jamaican girls and they went out, and he was like, that sounds hilarious. I'd love to see that.
Oh,
I was like,
oh,
I've got it on a VHS.
Oh, God.
When he dropped me home, I gave him the VHS. After
you
I gave
your dicks on it.
After I gave it to him, I remembered as soon as the Good as Gold Girls finish, it's just Euro trash dick, naked builder, homo erotic fantasy on ITV drama, dick. And I gave my dad.
Did you realise when you gave him it, you're like, fuck.
No.
Channel 4. When they announced their Queer Street season, I was like, I'm gonna have to buy a new series of tapes.
Yeah.
Because that was like program after program.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And did you put stickers on them that you know what it meant?
Oh,
but it was like a code.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course, all my tapes were like coded by number and I knew what they were. And
so
then
say it was
a really dirty one was under my bed.
Yeah. Say you'd recorded like Queer as Folk, your sticker would say like Strange as People.
Mm-hmm.
An orgy.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah.
The thing we used to see there, we were happy to see a flaccid cock wobbling around on Eurotrash. And the Germans always had them out.
Yeah.
They'd be like, this is so-and-so from Germany. And
they went to like some German leather festival. That was on one night and I recorded that. And I remember that was like my go-to because it had one tiny little 5 second bit of two guys in like leather caps snogging. And I used to be like,
and that was the porn we got, kids.
That's all we got. You don't know
we
you're
are blessed.
Born.
That was it.
We're blessed.
I mean, I know you think I've lived this debauched and crazed life, darling, but I haven't really.
There's a really interesting choice of language here when Patsy comes in and she says to Eddie, who have you got to get the guy? She goes, procurer, pimp, procurer. It's not a word you hear a lot. It's in the song from the last episode, the New Year's Eve episode with Jackie.
And if I joined the social world, became procurer of young girls, then I would have my own bordellos.
Not a word you hear very often, so it's like they heard it in that episode. She's like, oh, procurer. Oh, I like that word.
Anyway, Bubbles walked in, and I'm not sure about this outfit. I'm normally pro Bubble outfit.
She's wearing the same colours as Safi.
The little knots in her hair look so sore.
It was very Bjork.
Yeah, they are very Bjork,
She always had her hair and those knots.
And this would have been around the same time?
Maybe.
Okay.
Very Bjork.
And the tights, and then she's got the little club bumpers on at
the end. Yeah, her brothel creepers.
Brothel creepers and back.
Yeah, she's got brothel creepers
on. Brothel creepers and back, or club bumpers. And
there is something in this scene that foreshadows the next episode. Can you see what it is?
Models in the background. Is it Naomi Campbell in the background?
It's Naomi Campbell.
Oh, yeah. She's in next episode.
Appears in person in Jealous the next episode. And here she is. On the wall.
She's being very difficult.
Bubble makes this comment that she thought that Eddie didn't do sex, much like the rest of us.
I mean, sex was never really my thing.
God, it's no secret. Come on. It's no secret.
Babe, it's not. And even Bubble is like,
an orgy.
thought you didn't do sex.
You Bubble knows what an sex. Orgy is.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Bubble's at them every week.
Bubble said them in season one.
And I have orgies in a pool of six.
Yeah,
Bubble's
she's up
been
for
to
it,
some
yeah.
right
Bubble,
parties.
Bubble knows.
You know when Eddie says, I've chosen to be celibate for the past few months? That's literally a text message you sent me on WhatsApp the other day, Peter.
I'm celibate.
Did I?
You used the word celibate, yeah.
Says when they can't have it off, isn't it?
Here he comes.
Here he, James
Dreyfuss.
Hello, darling.
Do you know what? James Dreyfuss has given me many stitches in the belly over many, many years of thin blue line.
Is he that big?
He comes walking in his leather trousers or his batty riders. As
they're
I
quite saggy
up.
As well. They're yeah. saggy batty riders.
They're not quite the one who fit that he has.
No, definitely not. Then his other half, David, comes in wearing that horrible grey faux leather jacket.
It's
disgusting.
That grey jacket is so like 80s, 90s.
It's horrible. And he's even got the hair to match. Yeah. It's like they brought him in some tragic, unemployed
creeper
thing.
Queen.
Yeah. You know, has to be forced to have a vodka.
He's unemployed.
From the moment they walk in to the moment they leave, Patsy is giving him stank face.
Yeah, she's giving totally.
She's giving him side eye. Her face is screwed up. These should be, I really feel, Patsy's people. Patsy should get on with the gays.
But is it not because she just doesn't trust the gays?
It's my hair colourist, Christopher. Are you mad?
She's like, are you sure we should
yeah,
be
your colourist,
letting them pick the man?
Your hair colourist is going to
so
help
I just
you
don't,
pick.
She has no confidence that these gays are going to be able to pick the hot,
that's the face.
Straight stallions that
not
they
that
need
she don't get on with the gays.
Orgy.
She gets on with the gays. She's down with the gays.
Yeah.
You're a whore with your hair. I'd like to add a tone to that. Why don't you pop in when you've got a second?
All right.
I'd love to add a tone to that hair. And some gay laughs really loud. Yeah. Obviously a hairdresser.
Yeah.
Because there's gays in the audience. Yeah. I've told you, you listen out, you'll hear the laughs. The jokes that are like really for gay.
For gays. For hairdressers.
They crack up at it. Yeah.
Not that we stereotype. Gays do have other jobs. There are other...
No, we're all three.
Some of them.
Some
of them are air stewardesses.
Yeah, sorry.
I mean, it's not as if you've got to go to work this afternoon.
Oh, God. Do we really have to listen to all this?
She's like, yeah, I'm ready for an orgy. I'm ready for like a man to put his dick in me.
Yeah.
And now I have to listen to these queens swan about the house, the place. Drinking their vodka, telling me about how they're unemployed. I don't want to hear it.
Living
I want
off his tips.
Testosterone. I want dick, and I don't need these guys near me.
Yeah. It's putting her flame out on her razzle.
Yeah.
It's dampening her razzle.
Yeah, I think so.
Let's get down to business. Give me that book.
So second from the book is Tony, and there's a nose ring or God knows what else down below. It's quite nice having a piercing. It's nice to look
Prince
at, but it doesn't half chatter your teeth about. Let me tell you.
Never seen one in person. No.
Oh, if it touches your fillings.
It's weird. It like kind of shocks you a little bit, doesn't it?
No, you don't want that. No.
Christopher has obviously shagged everyone on their books.
Yeah, he has. You can see.
What about Fat Adam?
No.
Why do they diss Fat Adam? He sounds like the sort of bloke I'd want.
I feel like you answered
I'll be like,
question,
oh, let's have a look.
Question.
But he might be called Fat Adam because he has a big fat...
Time has come. The night has arrived. The orgy is about to commence.
It's happening.
The happening. The orgy happening is happening. And Patsy is dressed to the nines.
Patsy looks like Sindel from Mortal Kombat.
Sindel wins.
She's done this before.
Patsy's going to be like, she's going to ride that god. It's going to be like, finish him.
Yeah. Rip his head off and shit on his neck.
Finish.
This is not her first rodeo.
Yeah, Patsy didn't have to head into Soho to pick up this outfit. She had it in the wardrobe.
Yeah,
she had a choice.
Whereas Eddie has probably ordered or went shopping or God knows what she's had to do. I feel like I relate to Eddie a little bit here because if I was ever going to like a night that was like, you know, where you had to like dress up, I'd always be like, oh God, it just doesn't.
What's too tarty?
And then I'd show someone and they'd be like, oh yeah, fine. And I'd be like, no.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, I did get it when I thought it was going to be thinner, you know.
And you can even see that Patsy's sort of expecting maybe it's going to be all right. And then when Eddie does the reveal and opens the coat, even Patsy's like, oh, for fuck's sake, Eddie. Like, no.
I think it was like a Borat kind of all-in-one kind of thing, covering the nipples.
Mankini,
very tight.
It's just a bit small.
What a diss.
So horrible.
How could something look tarty but not tarty on you?
I can imagine. Because you know there's like, for the gays, there's like the harnesses and the leather and the straps and things. And you see it on someone. I feel like if I put that on, that Patsy could say, yeah, that might be hot, but not on you.
Just change your frock. Did you get me those things?
I got condoms and femidoms.
Do you know what? Safi's got a lot of brass because she would have gone into Boots to buy this before self-checkout.
Yeah.
They'd have such a thing. She's gone in and bought boxes of this. The checkout girl would have looked her up and down.
Checkout girl,
really big.
Safi probably said they were for a science project.
Yeah. They're for a school project.
But she's obviously bought loads. And she,
yeah, bin bag full. Boots like, bag.
How much sex does she think is going... How many people does she think are going to be at this
but
orgy?
But she hasn't... Eddie hasn't told her anything. She says there's an orgy.
Saf thinks it's a proper orgy. Yeah,
Safi knows how many people it takes to become an orgy.
Saf's definition of an orgy is more in line with ours. Seven plus wild, swinging from
multiple
the chandeliers.
Rooms, yeah.
But, I mean, how long is Safi's freaking thing? A couple of hours at best.
Cooper, remember that time that we went to that party? We went to this party on New Year's Eve, right? We got invited to this party. Oh, and it was someone we know who we'd been to dinner and drinks at theirs a couple of months before. And the one we went to first, we went there quite innocently. And what we realised were there was all these other lads being invited. And we were like, oh, this is obviously like a sexy party.
I think I remember spontaneous.
I think you told me that you thought that it might have been an orgy, but you didn't.
So the first party we left, the second we went prepared. Yeah. I bought my 24-pack of Durex. Only because I thought, well,
she's key.
Jesus.
Yeah, no, I know. Going from zero to freaking 24.
Only because I thought.
Talking about over egging the key.
Well, you know when you see price per unit on the thing, and I'm frugal.
Oh, always.
Yeah.
Always.
Look after the pennies.
Yeah.
So I bought the 24 pack, right? We rocked up to this party, and I was like, all keen. I had dished.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Special occasion.
Special occasion, which I don't do. I was ready. I rocked up with my boots bag full of condoms, and Peter, I've still got that box upstairs unopened in the cellophane.
Fuck. Have they gone
expired? Actually, I think I took the cellophane off so that they could be like quick access because I thought, obviously, everyone's going
to
want
to
like be shagging me. Didn't happen.
I mean, I know you think I've lived this kind of debauched and crazed life, darling, but I haven't really.
So, Gran, perfectly shows you in physical form that a femidom is pretty big. How big a dick does she think she's going to get up?
No, it's how big a vagina is.
It's a vagina. You put it in your vagina.
Oh, but that is a bit like that tracksuit then, just hanging out the freaking...
I don't know if it hangs. You have to like shove it. I don't know how to use them, so I'm not going to pretend I know how to use them.
That doesn't seem like
maybe
practical.
In the box there's an implement to like push it in.
They don't put fingers on these gloves.
Gran's taking the piss.
And why is Gran there? They're about to have a fucking orgy. Why is your mum there?
Do you reckon that's a great big dildo that Saf bought for Eddie on the counter?
Oh my God, they're the kind of ones you buy, you know, the bottle openers with the dick on it.
There is a great big wooden cock on the counter.
And check out, double-headed kettle. Two heads on that kettle.
A double-headed kettle and a wooden dildo on the counter.
Sexy.
Do you think maybe we do need to just have sex because we're seeing sex where there is really no sex?
We're in the gracious drawing room, and Eddie, I don't know about this outfit. It's not very sexy.
It's not very flattering.
Whatever she's got on under the dress.
The sheer kind of like...
It's probably like a bodysuit.
Bodysuit would look
a bit
better.
Britney Spears. And do you know what? She's 40-odd years old. Take that stupid pink dress
she's
off
great.
And just wear the body stock
but
in.
But this outfit isn't good.
She's not dressing for her body.
If Eddie was wearing the lace white body stock in and had her hair down, she'd look wicked.
However, if she did do the chems like we said, she'd just be in a pair of nylon, see-through short, chill out short. She'd be ready.
Well, she'd be on her back staked out.
Yeah, she'd be ready.
Yeah.
So Christopher knocks on the door and turns up with his delicious load of goods. But the thing is, they're all here. Why are you all here? Why can't the rent boys
killing
just turn
the
up?
That's why Patsy was pissed off with them, because she knows what they're like. She knows that they'll turn up. She's like,
yeah, have a little look.
These boner killers are going to turn up when they turn up with the rent boys.
So Eddie, your little delivery of delicious goods has arrived.
The first guy that comes in, the white guy with the blonde hair, Peter, he's wearing the outfit that Juan Ho's got on in the video.
Yeah.
Leather trousers and the floppy shirt. It's the exact same outfit.
And look how pleased.
He looks like a pirate, like a sexy pirate.
And then in comes sexy Idris.
Well, Elba.
Not Idris. Elba. We did try and get him on the pod.
How hard did we try?
I really like a girl with large breasts.
Oh, you've scored there, Eddie.
Eddie couldn't be more thrilled. I'm made up for her. She looks excited about it. She's
so pleased.
She's so pleased. Because she's got a lovely set of knockers.
Oh, you've scored there, Eddie.
Yeah.
I love how they've dressed Christopher as like a heaven gay from the time they're like one of those bomber jackets, white t-shirt, leather shirt.
Yeah.
Do you reckon he picked his outfit probably. Or someone dressed him?
He probably just picked it.
Yeah.
He popped to heaven after this.
Yeah.
Goodness, don't you look the part.
So Christopher checks with the dancer whether he's got his stallion stiffener spray. And do you know that I looked it up and stallion spray does actually exist on Amazon.
No way.
It's a slow cum spray to slow you down. It's how quick you come. So I don't know if it's the
same. Well, do you spray it on your helmet?
Yeah.
so you don't come too quickly.
Oh. Well, will you please use it then?
So we're getting into the sexy mood. In walks Bette Lynch.
Bette Lynch with a paunch.
David has obviously taken the job that he didn't want to do earlier. That Voddy's kind of given him the confidence he needed in the office to start doing drag again.
It looks like Lily Savage.
He does look like, isn't she? Because this was of the time.
Yeah.
And I love this classic British drag queen look.
I'm imagining she'll just go on stage. No, she's not going to have like David, because they didn't do their own names back then. They had good pun names.
Yeah. Patsy Boone.
Patsy Stoned.
Oh, Patsy Stoned. Yeah.
Do you know I had one for you, Peter? Patio Doors.
Patio Doors.
Patio Doors, ladies and gentlemen.
No, mine's Donna Cadee.
Donna Cadee.
Yeah, okay.
Mine is Dawn Raids.
Oh, yeah, we know that one.
Do you want to get up at the crack of dawn?
No.
No.
My one would be Anita Version.
LED lights. Those are great. LED lights.
That's really good. I like that.
Fucking list.
Put that in the list. Did he
We have a drag list. Annette Gain, Anita Version, and Shareholder.
No, that's good.
Like the business realness.
Business realness.
So, Hilton, that's a pretty name. Sit down for a pretty face.
Patsy is just such a natural when it comes to working Hilton. She's just like, oh yeah, what is a pretty name for a pretty face? And that's, again, it's sort of another example of the role reversal, because it's very much how a man would act if he'd got a female prostitute. It's a pretty name for a pretty face.
Yeah.
So he's very, but she's playing the man's role there. So it's another like little twist. Whereas Eddie is bouncing off the walls like a nervous bag of God knows what. Eddie's just, Patsy's just like, come on over here, sit down, have a drink.
Shall we dance? I'll lead.
Eddie's more concerned the fact that the bloke sitting next to her is more interested in the boots that she has on, her gorgeous Chanel boots and her drink and her room, than she is her really.
Because she gay.
Yeah. That probably is a bit of a bone killer as well. Yeah. Well, not a wide-on killer for Eddie. Like, she's got this bloke around, he's dressed like a pirate, he's dressed like one hoe, he's giving her all the sexy looks, says she's got nice big tits, and then he's like,
nice boots.
You're not touching the Chanel. Eddie.
I like your boots. And she's like, oh, it's like when that bloke came around here and he said, oh, I like your underfloor like heating. And we were like, fucking hell.
I just don't feel very turned on by it.
And when Patsy says to Hilton, has anyone ever told you that you look like Sean Connery? I just think it's quite funny that Idris Elba is now like one of the favourites to be the next James Bond.
Look.
Eddie, what?
Patsy calls Eddie over for a little sniff of something to loosen her up, you know, get this non-chemistry. Get the ball rolling,
Patsy,
you know.
Patsy can tell that she's a little bit
She's
not in the flow just yet.
No. And I think it's Poppers.
I would say so. I mean, like, yeah, it's not going to be anything else, really. Yeah.
I've got a little something that you can sniff, you know, just to break the ice, get the ball rolling, okay?
We cut to a darkened kitchen. And Christopher's coming down the stairs with David, who we don't know the drag name of.
Patsy Stone.
I can't get to those poppers with these nails on.
It's funny you talk about the poppers, because she goes, I can't get to those poppers with my nails on. I'm guessing it's the back of her outfit, not actual getting poppers. But anyway, they turn the lights on and poor old Gran gets out of the sink, because she's literally in the sink. And then she thanks Patsy, thinking Dave, who we don't know, Dave the drag queen, is Patsy.
Because Patsy is a fucking drag queen.
Yeah, it's genius. And the gays love it.
It's
and this
genius.
Is just brilliant. It's genius.
Oh, thank you, Patsy, dear.
So we cut back to upstairs and Eddie's got the nosebleed. She obviously sniffed the poppers. Like, it's all going wrong. The wheels are falling off the orgy.
Let me tell you about my first orgy, a little bit like Eddie's first experience.
Like was it your very first orgy?
And I remember going a little
Fisher
bit like
Price,
this.
My first orgy.
Yeah, a little bit like that.
My first orgy. Join with me.
It was at, we met the couple, and they were a straight couple, which was really weird. Me and Danny used to go out to Pink Punters. We used to go to in Milton Keynes. It was a club called Pink Punters. Have you ever been?
It sounds gross.
No, I've never been to Pink Punters in Milton Keynes.
That face Peter just pulled wasn't because he'd been there.
I thought Peter's face pulled that because he'd been there and seen how grotty it was.
Pink Punters in Milton Keynes. I've never been to Milton Keynes,
You don't want to. Me and Danny would always just go out. We met this kind of straight couple. Well, I fancied the husband a lot. He was dancing and flirting with me, and I must have been only about like 19. Go back to their house anyway, long story short. There was about 20 people back there from Pink Punters.
That
was
an orgy.
Yeah, she was the only woman there. Danny, my friend, was in the bathroom with this gay fireman. There was more stuff going on in the bedroom, and then she come out of the kitchen with this big black dildo like thing. I remember going to her dishwasher, right, and she showed me her dishwasher. She opened the dishwasher and it had all dildos in it, which she'd washed ready for
this
orgy. That's all true. All true. She had the dishwasher was full of dildos where she'd wash them ready for the night.
I think I've lived this kind of debauched and crazed life, darling, but I haven't really.
I don't think we're going to top that story, but we did ask the Wheels on Fire pod Instagram followers what their orgy disasters have been. And we got a few filthy hot ones.
So filth.
Someone on the Instagram said, I was at an orgy and someone had a full-on seizure, so everyone withdrew and then helped him. But then they carried on.
Yes, yes, yes.
Someone writes, well, I went to a sex club once. It was so horrifying from the patrons to the buffet.
Oh, the buffet.
I'm the buffet. Anyway.
Think of me, not the food.
I refused to even take my coat off. I went with my roommate and her date, who immediately ditched us because he couldn't get in without a woman as a ticket. It was bad.
Yes, 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 yes.
It's Tom Bitch, right? I've always thought I was more a patsy than an Eddie, but my first orgy experience would suggest otherwise. It was with my would-be boyfriend and his ex, and I was only really interested in them. I'd bought a bottle of Veuve and a bottle of Belvedere because...
Classy.
Oh no, because we were celebrating their 6-month anniversary. I remember standing there, clutching a red wine, whilst all these men were trying to do stuff to me, and I was like, no, don't touch me. Then he passed out.
Eddie. Oh, that's very Eddie.
Eddie, very Eddie.
I like that he turned up with Veuve and Belvedere.
Yeah,
that's classy, classy girl.
Yes, 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 yes!
And one other person...
And another slut writes.
And another orgy goer writes, I went to an orgy and there was only one top.
That's a top.
Actually, someone did say they
hard
went.
Hard work.
Someone
that's
did
really...
say they went and there were no tops. He said, so we took tons of X, lip synced to Britney, Gaga and Christina till 4 a.m. That sounds like your
That's
sort
a party.
Of...
Stop. Yeah. That is not an orgy. That's a kiki.
Yes, 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 yes.
Just as poor Eddie is getting into the swing of it, it's whatever she's been sniffing is kicking in. The nosebleed has stopped. She's throwing herself on the man. And Patsy's putting on the video, you know, to get them in the mood.
Put that on, wrestle it up.
And then we get the revelation.
They've picked up the wrong video cassette. They're watching the Applied Genetics, which must mean...
Oh, my God, Eddie, come on. No, no, don't
make... Yep. Saf has got their sex tape. Not just a porno.
Their sex tape.
One.
Her mother.
But we don't know that yet. So at the minute, we just think it's just a porno.
Oh, we think it's just a porno. We're like, what are you stressing
about?
Yeah,
which is bad enough. Well, it's bad enough. Poor Safi's going to show a porno to your class instead of...
Patsy wouldn't care about that. Oh, no, so Safi's going
to
show porno.
Patsy's going to feel her class for showing porn to the school. She's going to get expelled.
Patsy, Safi.
Patsy's not going to care. Safi may get expelled for showing porn to the school. Yeah, Patsy doesn't care.
All the other students are into it, though, because when they get this, they're like, leave it on, let's see.
Yeah, they're all flicking their bean.
The realisation has happened that they're going to have to run to the poxy bloody university to get this sex tape.
We've got all the boozes left. The poppers are probably still sitting in the mantelpiece. These two guys are going to have a lovely time.
Yeah. And the fact is, you just run out and leave two blokes you don't even know in your house. They showed you Eddie. She don't give a shit half the time. She get these two rent boys out your house. No, leave me.
Stay there.
Mind you, there are gays. She'll come back to a tidy house than when she left it. Probably be a quiche in the oven when she gets back.
I mean, how bad can it be for not bad, Eddie? Now, where is that bitch daughter of mine?
Eddie and Patsy come running down and they're like, where's the tape? Where's Saf? And look how Patsy grabs Graham by the scruff of the neck. Oh, no. And carries her out, but still all while calling her Mrs. M. So very respectful.
Polite.
Nice, polite girl, even though she's got her by the neck. When they get out of the mini outside the university and Eddie's like, what's the plan? Get the tape, find the tape, get home, continue the orgy. And Eddie's like, continue the orgy? Hopefully. Because it's like, in the moment, in the orgy, Eddie wants anything to get out of the situation. She just wants to get away from it. But then once they're away, she's a bit like, oh, I would have quite liked her after the orgy.
Because she wants to do it. She just can't get over her hang-up.
But the energy, I love the way they write these episodes where it just builds to such a crescendo and they're all running around. He's like, I'm just caught up in the drama of it.
Just run.
Eddie, trust me. Just run.
I hope you enjoy it and find it informative, and I think it'll give us plenty to talk about afterwards.
Yes, I'm sure it will.
We're in the lecture hall. Sarah afterwards. Yeah, I'm sure it will.
Hold on.
You're going to say what I'm going to say.
Sarah is like, yeah, I'm sure it
will. She knows.
Has she sabotaged them?
I think Sarah knows what it is.
Tape?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah, like, I never thought of it like
Sarah switched the tapes.
Do you think she secretly hits Safi? She's like, yeah, I'm sure it will, Safi.
Because Safi goes, I hope you'll find it all informative. And Sarah's like, Or is she just being swatty, like trying to get one on Safi? Yeah, I'm sure it'll be great.
I feel like she might just be swatty, but I like to think, I feel like
she
I like to think
the
that
tapes.
She
Sarah's done the old switcher
switcheroo.
What a bitch.
Yeah. I love it.
Because Sarah's trying to win some credits with the other cool kids. They've been drinking their Snapple. They're on the fringes of the cool kids.
She turns around to that hot guy in the second row and she's like, yeah, I'm sure it will.
She looks at him. He's giving eyes to her. Yeah. Sarah's probably gone around and told everyone, you might really want to come to this presentation.
Well, look at it. It's banged out in there.
It's banged out. There ain't that many people turning up for genetics.
Not at 8 o'clock at night.
Sarah, what a devious guy.
Yeah, go on, really go for it, kids.
Oh, that bit with that bloke, he's licking his lips and
his teeth. What do we think of the sex video, the sex tape?
Well, I mean, it's very BBC. It's not a chem sex party or like something debauched. Yeah.
But this guy's, he's in the mood.
He's in the mood. He looks like he's up for it.
It looks like a uni party.
That's great. That's delicious.
And the music's very all 70s.
And there's that naked bum out with a hand, the fingers gripping into the bum.
Trust you, you've missed the best bits.
And they all stop and watch it.
Yeah.
Oh, they're into it. Because Safi's like, no, 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 stop. And they're just like, no, let it play.
Leave it. See that girl behind Safi? She's like, no, go on, leave it.
Yeah, leave it.
No, leave it on.
So there we see the punchline. Eddie, fetal position in the corner.
Out of it.
Mash up. The funny thing is, and this is what I always comment when we see a porn video or watch someone do their OnlyFans. Gran comments,
how did I ever think those curtains would go with that carpet?
And that's just Gran. There's me.
Looking at the background.
Yeah, looking behind. Behind the scene. So they were having the orgy at Gran's house.
Gran was off at the bridge or something.
Yeah. Is it that Gran just doesn't see the sex?
No.
She's just seeing the room. Or is she completely nonplussed by
sex?
She's
like, what? Oh, God. And
I'll tell you, I bet you it was Patsy that forced Eddie to have it at hers.
Yeah.
Because that's what she does.
Yeah.
Manipulated her into it.
Go on, Ed. Do it.
Yeah, there we go. I'll bring the camera.
Come on, action.
What an episode. It builds to like such a crescendo. I love it.
Yeah.
It's the high point of season 3. From I absolutely love
absolute
sex.
High point. I mean, it ends.
I absolutely love sex.
Yeah. What did we take from this episode, boys? What can we learn?
Don't have hang-ups about sex. We should be more open and upfront and honest about sex, and then maybe you wouldn't have your sex tape shown at a university.
And if you did have your sex tape shown at a university, you might be more like Gran about it. Like, yeah, you know, oh, look at the.
Oh,
the...
good, they're having sex.
Yeah.
It's just sex, Eddie.
It's not a big deal. What do you think is going to happen? The world's going to cave in because people know you have sex. You used to do it sometimes.
Mm. Mine would be probably don't get gays round to do an orgy if you're straight.
Yeah.
If you're a woman and you're straight. No. And also the same with the boys have just said now. Find real resources for sex. It's not all fantasy. Don't look to porn.
And don't look at current porn.
Do you want Mick? Well, some people might like it, Leon.
No, they current like porn's it, good. But look at that sex tape. That was a real sex tape, right? That guy that was lying on the woman who had the fingernails going into his bum, he wasn't like slam fucking her and like all the guys around her.
Yeah, but there's all sorts. You just have to find the stuff that works for you. I feel like just do what's comfortable for you, porn-wise. Do what's comfortable for you, sex-wise.
Don't get caught in a porn spiral.
I mean, it'd be all right if it was just sort of, you know, like razzle.
And so we've climaxed. That was sex. How do you feel?
I'm worn out.
I need a cigarette.
Yeah. I might have something to eat because I always fancy food after sex.
Because you're boredom.
Yeah.
Because I haven't eaten all day.
Because in Burberry's.
Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us again on this episode of Wheels on Fire.
Yeah, thank you. You can always get us at Instagram at Wheels on Fire Pod. As always, cheers, sweetie.
Thanks, darling.
Cheers, thanks a lot.
This is just like the Crystal Maze.